A great crop for arid land. David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West. So you got a piece of land that rarely gets rain. It's rocky and, as far as you're concerned, pretty much useless. Hey, hold your horses. I've found gumweed, or more properly, Grindelia squarosa, and it grows prolifically in the semi-arid lands of Nevada. Here's Dr. Glenn Miller from University of Nevada, Reno.
It is a very common plant. Calling it a weed is a little bit pejorative. It's actually a reasonably friendly plant. It grows along roadsides very commonly because it's a biennial plant. It's 2 years for the first year it grows and sends a deep taproot to capture water. And it turns out it grows particularly well along roadsides because water runs off the asphalt, off to the side, it drains down underneath the road, so there's a lot more water there. It proliferates there, so you see it along roadsides quite a bit. I haven't seen it in Idaho. I know it exists in Idaho. It certainly exists all the way to Montana, where I was raised. It's about a 12.5% by weight. You can extract out what we call bio-crude, and about half of that is compound grindelic acid, which has a variety of products. What we're doing is we're actually taking it and converting it into what is a diesel fuel, effectively.
The final biofuel product from the chemical engineering process can produce up to 122 gallons per acre on a biennial basis in Nevada. The nice thing about it, the primary resource for diesel fuel is soybeans and ethanol for corn, which are always in direct competition with food. David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West.